According to the National Institutes of Mental Health, more than 26% of Americans aged 18 and older suffer from a diagnosable mental disorder in any given year.
Those mental disorders include depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, and schizophrenia.
Although laws surrounding how we treat mental health are changing, there's still a stigma that surrounds how many people view mental health issues.
That stigma is also changing, and more public figures are coming out of the depression closet.
Telling your friends and family that you're suffering from depression can be hard. Today, our colleague Steve Scher sat down with Dr. Thomas Padamia, a psychiatrist with Group Health in Tacoma. They talked about how to come out of the depression closet.
So when people are making the decision to reach out to their loved ones, what advice do you have for them? In terms of language, in terms of things to say to the loved ones about how they're feeling?
Be simple. Be genuine. If the person is listening to you with empathy and compassion, and they're, you know, interested in hearing more, tell them more. Don't be afraid to do that.
Of course, that's the concern that they face, right? That's the big threshold. What mistakes do people make when they're trying to reach out? What pitfalls do they encounter that you try to help them avoid?
Well, you don't need to overdo it. You can be discreet. You need to put it all out there. Start sharing a little bit. And also, it would be good to if they could tell the person, I'm not necessarily looking for you to fix this or to solve this for me, but simply just to listen. You know, I want you to listen. And that might be a great thing to say to the person.
Is there anything people shouldn't say?
I don't know. Maybe not. Even if you're feeling thoughts of, that you don't want to live or that you want to harm yourself, it can be okay to share those things, definitely. I think it can be sometimes, a challenge or hard for the depressed person or the person who's suffering to know how far is it okay for me to go. And I think, in general, it's better to share and to talk about these things than to keep them inside.
Dr. Thomas Padamia is a psychiatrist with Group Health in Tacoma. We're talking about coming out of depression and admitting your depression, your mental health issues. So what about the people on the other side, the person who's listening? What advice do you have for those folks?
My main advice would be somewhat similar in that I would encourage them to listen, be empathic. I think that's the main thing that they can do, is just say, well, I'm sorry, or actually to express some empathy, say, wow, that must be very hard for you, and I'm sorry that you're suffering with that. Tell me more. And the other advice I would give them on top of that is they don't need to feel as if they need to solve that person's problems or be a mental health professional for their loved one or their friend.
Do you encounter that? Do some people feel that all of a sudden they've been handed a burden or a problem they have to solve?
I think so. I think we can all do that. Even sometimes mental health professionals, we can fall into that trap a little bit. And we need to be aware of that and take a step back and say, well, let me first just listen and be here to receive first. Let's not necessarily jump to solution, offering solutions first.
How effective? I know this is your job, so you must believe in it. But how effective does that feel over time? To listen and to wait, and to not try to tinker.
It can be very effective. I think in some ways, perhaps even more effective than trying to tinker or fix. Because a lot of times, at least in my experience, the person themselves may come up with the best solutions for themselves.
Honestly, that has happened. You've experienced that.
Yes. And, and also, of course, I can use my expertise perhaps to help guide them, but it's always best if it's something that they find meaningful and purposeful for them in terms of helping them to improve their condition.
Dr. Thomas Padamia is a psychiatrist with Group Health. We're talking about coming out of the depression closet. Why do you think there's a stigma still around mental health treatment, mental health care? We have the ACA raising its stature, raising its prominence, and yet there's still a stigma around seeking mental care as opposed to diabetes or heart condition.
I think it goes back, again, to history, to culture, to a sense that this maybe was a personal flaw or character flaw or a weakness of myself as an individual, as a person, rather than this is an illness, this is a disease.
We fear it too, right? Because we all have that experience at one time of feeling out of control.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. I agree. There's it's strange. It's hard to understand. So I think, you know, it's natural for us as human beings to recoil a little bit from that, to say, to be a bit cautious, to be a little bit fearful of that. But I think our understanding of this illness is increasing all the time. I think our cultural awareness is increasing. People's understanding in general is increasing. And so that stigma is starting to erode and go away, which is wonderful. And, you know, we need to continue to work on that in our field to continue to promote that.
How do you keep your mental health? As you said, you're working with folks. You have a desire to tinker. We all do. How do you keep your mental health?
Oh, that's a great question. And it can be a challenge for us in you know, the helping industry, in a sense, you know. How does the helper help themselves? We have to do the same things. You know, I need to pay attention to my stress levels, how I'm feeling. I need to be able to give myself some time to reflect and take account of that, reach out to people that I know and love, and be willing to, in a sense, take that risk, be courageous, make myself vulnerable, and let them know, hey, I'm struggling here. And it's been my experience, and I think I'd argue most people's experience, that when we're in that situation, instead of rejection, it's amazing the amount of support that comes out. And for the depressed person, I think that's really hard to see. And then they're actually quite amazed later to say, wow, you know, these people really cared about me. You know, they were there for me. And I didn't think that they would be, but they were.
Dr. Thomas Padamy is a psychiatrist with Group Health in Tacoma, joining us to talk about mental health and depression. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed being here.
I did too. I'm Steve Scherr. It's The Record.